Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Anyway, most of you know that I drive for a living. And I've been driving this particular job for the last, since October of 2009. And there's been some situations, a situation with a coworker, it's gotten weird, and it's kind of like you don't want to leave, but you kind of know that it's run its course kind of thing. And I was supposed to get another full-time PM route, and the guy that I'm supposed to be replacing is being a dick, a total douchebag, because he's collecting unemployment along with driving in the morning, working for one of the local farms on top of working for another farming implement company. And he told me the other day he doesn't want to give up his afternoon route because his is the longest and mine is the longest in the morning. And he is afraid that if he gives it up, he won't get it back, which is true. And So anyway, he's dragging his feet, and I know it's been a hard winter, and the farmers are haven't gotten the land worked on yet. And then I was going to do detasseling this year, but because of the situation with this other coworker, it's a very small, it's small town USA, and you know, you drive and then you detassel, and you just float back and forth. And because of this particular person, and it's getting, like I said, uncomfortable, and to see him act, I've never would have expected a man of his age to act the way he is. But anyway, beside the point, I just happened to be, I don't know, I went on website, my local newspaper, and just for shits and giggles, I typed in, you know, driver, and a company came up that I actually know that was going to hire me before, and I turned them down. And now they have a full-time driving spot, 40 hours a week, from like 7 to 3:30. And I know if I apply for it, I'll get it, because they told me the last time, you know, that I would have gotten it, you know, if anything happens, and, you know, call us back, blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure if I want to. But like I said, you know, doing what I do now, I do make good money. And there's no union. It's straight pay. I don't have insurance, though, because I'm not full-time. I am, but not hours-wise. And I'm debating. I don't know. I guess I have to grow up again. It's like I took a hiatus from, you know, working full-time, and all I did was, you know, goof around. But I think because the man-child has hit a major snag in his life, you know, he realized in the very beginning not to put all his eggs in one basket, as he put it, and he kind of did again, and then he dropped his basket, and now we're scrambling again, and now we've got lawyers involved, and it, nothing that he's done illegal or he's gotten in trouble or anything. It's just I took a precautionary measure when he was younger, and now it's coming back to bite me in the butt. So I have to get a lawyer to probably go in front of the judge and change a few things. But anyway, and it all boils down to, you know, we need money. And I'm thinking it just might be time, you know, to move on. I don't know. It just seems so weird that it's not planned. And I'm not even saying that I get in the job, but just even, you know, the first step of contemplating applying for another job. You know, and I know if I leave this job, they won't have any drivers to, you know, I mean, just, that's it. The boss will be driving because they already have the mechanic driving, and, but I don't know. I just don't know. So I'm throwing out my thoughts out into the air. Maybe something will come back and enlighten me, or trigger something, or spark a thought, something, anything. You know, and that's the thing with that coworker. Is I was expecting friendship, you know, like at that age, offer me pearls of wisdom, not piles of shit. You know, there's got to be something. Don't make me work for it. And now it's just uncomfortable, you know, when you tell a person you're acting inappropriate. And like I said, I just never expected a man of his age to act the way he is, or did. Not even to apologize. Just, ugh. But, and I think that's probably motivating me. It's like, you know what? I just don't want to see your face anymore. It's not worth the $20-some an hour or whatever to see your face, but anyway, my number one fan sent me some presents that I got today in the mail. I can't wait to open them, but I have to wait till Monday because he told me I had to. So, anyway, that's it. Enough. Bye, people.